22. NFL football coming up in a few minutes. Gives us time for a little mini version of the Food Time Show. A bite-sized version, if you will. Chicago Radio's only cooking and dining show. The award-winning All Things Edible program. Heard every Sunday at this time. Normally the Sunday after Thanksgiving, we spend some time talking about Thanksgiving leftovers. What to do with your turkey, as I had mentioned a couple of minutes ago. I made a nice turkey tetrazzini last night. Took some of my turkey leftovers. You know, the pieces that aren't really quite slices, they're just kind of, it's almost like turkey cobbler. I took all those pieces, mixed that in with some pasta that I had made, and some vegetables. What did I put in? Mushrooms, some red peppers, some sweet peas, some broccoli, pretty much whatever I had in the fridge, some veggies. And then you can make your own kind of bechamel sauce for it, but I had a couple of jars of Alfredo sauce in the pantry, and I thought, I'm going to use those up. So I took the Alfredo sauce, mixed it in with all of this, put it in a baking pan into the oven. But before I put it in the baking pan, I mixed up some Parmesan cheese and breadcrumbs and sprinkled it on top. Went into a 375-degree oven for about a half an hour. Top gets nice and brown and crispy. Inside is, you know, nice and creamy and warm and moist and delicious. And it was fantastic. I also made a really nice split pea soup also last night with celeries and celery, carrots, onions. Put some potatoes in, some nice red potatoes in there, a couple of bay leaves. And the leftover ham that I had. I had a ham bone that I cooked with, you know, started off with the ham bone in there to get some of that good flavor in the soup. And then the leftover ham that I had, I cut that up and put it in the soup. The ham off the bone came off. And so I've got two nice leftover dishes. Plus, I still have some stuffing left over. I still have sliced turkey left over, nice slices. I've got some sweet potatoes left over, and I'm going to make the greatest sandwich that's in the history of sandwiches when I go home today. I'm going to take some sliced sourdough bread, toast it up a little bit. A spread of cranberry sauce goes on the bread, and then a slice of sweet potato, and then some stuffing, and then some turkey. And then on the other slice of the bread, more cranberry sauce. I'm telling you, greatest sandwich in the world. Now, some people like to take the stuffing, put it in a pan and fry it so it's crispy. I think that's unnecessary. I think, you know, any kind of preparation, unnecessary. Some people take the cranberry sauce and mix it in with some mayonnaise. I think unnecessary. You take a bite of my sandwich, the way that I said, you have an entire Thanksgiving dinner as a sandwich. And it is absolutely delicious. How about you? What are some of your turkey leftovers? Here's Ellen on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Dean?
Very well. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you. So tell me about your leftovers recipe. What do you make?
Well, I'm on my way to the grocery store. I make a really delicious cream of chicken soup with wild rice, and I have so much turkey left, I'm going to do it with turkey this time, and everybody loves it. It's a stovetop recipe, and the really kind of interesting addition is a really nice healthy squeeze of lemon juice right after it all comes together,
right.
And it just really brightens all the flavors.
Exactly.
It's so
yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah, it's not overly lemony. There's just a nice brightness to the flavor. You know what?
Exactly.
I put a little squeeze of lemon in my turkey tetrazzini last night. I just thought it would brighten it up a little bit, and it did.
Yep. I'm going to make some turkey tetrazzini, and if I have anything more left over, any turkey left over, I'll make a turkey pot pie.
Oh, see, now that's a good one, too. Do you use like a puff pastry with that?
Exactly. So the store-bought puff pastry is the secret, and it just makes it so easy. The recipe is actually the Oprah Winfrey recipe for pot pie, and it's called the Casserole Queen Pot Pie, and my kids eat it for breakfast. It's so delicious.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds really good. I appreciate your recipes, Ellen. Thank you very much for calling in. Hi, Dave. You're on WGN.
Greetings, Dean. Mine is just taking the leftover stuffing, take a Roma tomatoes, cut them in half, scoop them out, and stuff the put the stuffing in the tomatoes, and then I bring it around a plate, nuke it until the tomatoes soft and the flavors mingle, and got a nice little ganache.
That's nice. Yeah, I could see that. Or you maybe toss it into a toaster oven if you want to get a little crunch on top of that stuffing. That's a good idea. I've heard people take the stuffing into a mushroom cap, and do it that way. They put it into a mushroom and then pretty much do the same thing you do, nuke it or put it in a toaster oven. And it's a nice little appetizer kind of thing, right?
Exactly. And with the turkey and three bean, the green bean casserole, I take that and put it in a just scoop it, put it in a tortilla, and then
nice.
A little cheese, roll it up, and like my sister takes those for work lunch. Then.
Yeah, like a roll-up. Yeah, like a turkey roll-up. Those are some really good ideas. We'll post some of these later on. Dave, thank you very much for the call.